Well, here I am sat in Home Baked Desserts, which is a relocated little place making fresh desserts, cakes, other good stuff, and a little cafe attached to it now. And I'm sat here with Saffron, who owns the business, and going to get her to tell me a little bit about what she's been up to and what she's doing. So tell us a little bit about Home Baked Desserts.
Okay, Home Baked Desserts started off in my home kitchen in 2002. Then outgrew the kitchen and started taking over the family home. So I moved into a small premises on Stanley Street, where we made cakes and desserts to supply coffee shops and restaurants. And we had a little hole in the wall where people used to come and buy slices. Excellent. The public wanted to try the cakes out too. So we carried that one. We were there for 6.5 years. And now, as you said, we've just relocated into a new premises, which has got an industrial kitchen and a coffee shop too, and is called Fancy.
Excellent. And this has got a bit of history to it as well, this building, hasn't it?
It was a saddlery before I took it over, where they sold horse equipment. And 40 years ago, it was a vegetable and fish and poultry shop.
Wow. So that would account for all the bits of strange ironmongery and things hanging off the top of the ceiling.
Yes. And we had to strip all the paintwork off those too. So we've restored
Excellent.
It back to its original condition. Well, my partner Lee has.
Well done, Lee. And you've got a very cosy feel to the cafe in here. What's the thinking behind that?
Well, we just got mismatch of vintage china, all the saucers and plates and teacups, all mismatch, and same for the tables and chairs, just old vintage antique look. Nothing matches really.
Excellent. Looks really, really good. So all these lovely cakes that you make, what's the best seller? What's going particularly well at the moment?
The chocolate brownies, I would say, are now famous. Everyone goes mad for the chocolate brownies, and they're well known around Bedford now. So I think that's the best seller.
Excellent. And you're located slightly away from the main centre, where there are other coffee shops and the like. What sort of people tend to come into Fancy?
We get a mixture of people. We get mums with their children, school mums coming home from private schools, the locals around the area, and also I'm finding lots of people are coming from afar, from villages as well, as the word gets around. So
you really are attracting people far and wide to come and taste the cakes.
Yeah, and we get businessmen coming in with their laptops, students coming in, because we've got free Wi-Fi.
Free Wi-Fi, all you people out there that want to come and settle down and do a bit of working in the shop here. So what's the next stage now for Home Baked Desserts and Fancy?
We've still got a lot of work to do on the shop. We've just found a local artist who we want to exhibit his artwork on the walls, David Litchfield.
Ah,
yeah.
Excellent.
So we've picked about 40 of his prints that we like, and we're just going to have them all on one wall, so people
Brilliant.
Can come and buy those as they want them. There's lots of like dressing up of the shop to do, and also we're going to work on some savoury dishes as well, because lots of people are saying they want savoury as well as sweet.
Fantastic. And finally, where can people find you on social media and other places if they want to know more?
Mainly Facebook, but which is linked to Twitter as well, but
wow.
I haven't sussed Twitter out.
Okay, have you got a Twitter account yet and a Twitter hashtag?
It's linked directly from Facebook.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So everything I write on Facebook links to Twitter as well.
So you at Home Baked Desserts, are you on Twitter?
I'm not sure.
Okay, have a look on Facebook, and if you're in Rough Avenue in Bedford, pop down and have one of their lovely cakes and a cup of coffee and some free Wi-Fi. Thank you, Saffron.
Thank you.